I think keep it simple too. Like women give out something like, I mean, Emma, you might know about this, but women give out 52 signals to show they're interested. Men give out an average of about 10. So that means 42 of them are wasted. They're not picking up on them at all.
We're simple creatures.
They are. I mean, I've done a few interviews on this before, and every single time men talk about chat up lines and they say, if a woman's playing with her hair, she must be interested. I think they're the only two things that have sunk in. Hair. Must chat her up with a chat up line and hair. Chat up lines don't work. They really do backfire. And playing with hair, yeah, if she's like preening and, you know, like flicking her hair or making her hair look nice for you, and she's also smiling and giving you lots of eye contact and, you know, like
laughing at everything you say.
Yes, then she's flirting with you. But some people just play with their hair. And if she's playing with her hair and twirling it a lot, which guys seem to think that's like a sexy thing, been watching too many porn movies, I think. But is that sort of, that can also mean that she's bored. It's a distraction thing as well.
That would probably be me twisting my hair because I'd had enough of the person.
Exactly. So you've got to be careful. Don't look at things in isolation. Look at them in as a whole picture.
If I thought she was getting bored with twizzling her hair, I'd invite her to twizzle my hair.
How long is your hair?
Oh, it's very long.
It's so not.
So what are your, if you could give us like five top tips for flirting.
Okay. Keep it personal would have to be the one that I think is the top tip. You know, don't say you're gorgeous. Say, you know, you've got the best legs or your top's amazing or something that's specific to them. Is, as you can tell, it worked on me even down the line.
So you're saying your hot love, that's not going to cut it.
No,
right.
Definitely not going to cut it. The more personal, the better.
That off my list.
Keep it simple. Not everyone is good at picking up signals. So make sure that, you know, if somebody doesn't appear to be flirting back with you, it could be that they're just not getting the message. Watch your volume control. Like, make sure that, you know, like, we need to match the flirting with the personality. Like,
so don't yell in their face. Oh, I love you!
In your case, that would be a tip for you. Okay. But what I meant by that was, is match the flirting to the personality, really. Like, if somebody's really shy, keep it subtle. If they're, you know, if they're more socially gregarious, you can sort of be a bit more blatant about it.
What about unbuttoning your shirt, maybe showing a medallion?
Well, that always works, doesn't it? That always works. Hairy chest medallion.
That's a beautiful dress. It'd look great on my bedroom floor.
It's hideous.
Yeah, ditch the chat up lines. That would have to be the other one. Also remember your voice, because that's the other thing, is that keep it pitch low, because when we get nervous, when we're all hyper about something, like I'm going to ask her, I'm going to say something to him, our voice comes out really squeaky because we're not, you know, supplying ourselves with enough oxygen because we stop breathing. So breathe before you speak and keep your voice pitch nice and low.
Okay.
And then just go for it. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Don't focus on the rejection. So what if they don't fancy you? They just haven't got good taste, have they? Accountants, teachers and politicians top the list of the most flirtatious professions. Politicians,
accountants.
Yes. Accountants, I know.
Since when?
Hilarious. But it did rate, actually, the poll asked how people saw themselves. So that's very different to how people are. But that, I thought that was quite an interesting statistic.
Accountants and married are all very dull.
Yeah,
we shouldn't be saying that. All accountants.
Well, that's, come on.
Actually, I went out with an accountant. They're not all dull.
Well,
he's not dull. And also, married Geordies in their 30s are the biggest flirters of all people surveyed.
Oh.
Right. So keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Keep it personal. Watch the touching.
Yeah.
Remember that, as Emma said, like if people are, you know, if you touch naturally, be aware that some people might misinterpret that. Watch your volume control and flirt with, you just use props to flirt with. So flirt with flowers, use non-offensive ways to flirt.
So I could get maybe a single rose and just sort of rub it across my chest.
I wish
maybe do with a the medallion. Yeah, around. I think that would really work.
Tracy,
yeah.
I wish you could see him right now because, funnily enough, he's wearing a medallion and he's swaying from side to side, pretending to rub this fake rose across his chest. Would that
you're not seriously wearing a medallion.
I don't know where he's found it.
If I was going, hey, baby, look at me with my rose.
Tracy, if you could see him now.
I'm rubbing my rose on my chest.
No wonder the whole
flirting. If you're playing cards right, you could be rubbing yourself across my chest.
Yeah,
I can see
it's
him.
It's business time.
Sadly, I've conjured him up in my head.
You do not want to see this.
Hilarious.
Right, okay.
You obviously don't need any lessons in flirting. Well, maybe you do. I don't know about that.
Well, depends on your
control,
to
remember?
Remember that box. Keep it down. Keep
yes.
it down the down
keep
low.
It down. Keep it down.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you with your beautiful eyes and your wonderful hair.
Lovely. Yes, my hair looks amazing today, doesn't it?
It does. It's gorgeous.
Not bad, you know. He's not bad. At least he gets it right.
That's why I brought your eyes into the equation. Because I was staring right into them.
Well, at least you're funny with it.
Anyway.
Oh,
hey.
Dear. No wonder you're called Fresh. That's all I can say.
Tracy, we'll see you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Lovely chatting to you both.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.